You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why Worry Week returns, and this week we're discussing smoking. I spoke with Dr. Penny Truman about whether vaping is the new smoking and if it will help the government reach their goal of smoke-free 2025. I began by asking Penny why people vape.
Mostly they vape because they want to stop smoking, or for health reasons, or, you know, all the reasons why people want to stop smoking. A lot of them are satisfied by making the switch to vaping, so people who hear about it will give it a try.
Obviously, like in the recent years, I mean, I've certainly noticed there's been quite a takeoff in the vaping community. There's a lot of people you see vaping. Do you think that has only got, that's only sort of to do with health issues, or do you think it's something else?
There's cost as well. It's cheaper than smoking. Many of the vapers we talked to said that they actually preferred it to smoking after a while. You know, maybe not initially. It takes a while to learn to vape properly, and takes a while to find a form of vaping that suits you. But once they'd made the transition and found a way of doing it that they liked, it was actually nicer for them than smoking, and many of them said they wouldn't go back.
So why was it difficult for them to change from smoking to vaping? I don't smoke or vape, so I don't I would quite like to know.
Well, I don't smoke or vape either. maybe I'm not the perfect person to talk to, but from what people told us, It takes a little while to get the right amount of nicotine, because, you know, individuals are different. They smoke different amounts. They like different flavours. So you start off with something quite basic and cheap, and maybe it doesn't deliver enough nicotine for you. And so if you're determined, you might use the savings from not spending quite so much money on your cigarettes to go and buy yourself something that people recommend to you as being more effective at delivering the nicotine. And then you might have chosen a flavour that you find a bit annoying after a while, so you change to a different flavour. People do play around. They try more higher concentrations of nicotine, they try lower concentrations of nicotine, they try different flavours, and it's a very individual thing, so it can be quite hard. There's quite a lot of flavours on the market, so you know, there are quite a lot of things you can change.
Yeah, quite a lot of different options there, I suppose. So yeah. Obviously, you are still, when you vape, you are still inhaling nicotine.
Yeah.
What is the benefit to choosing to vape over smoking, health wise?
Well, it's all the carcinogens and other toxins in the cigarette smoke that aren't there, or are there only in very low concentrations in the e-liquids. So you're getting the nicotine, yes, and that has some health consequences, but you're getting a lot less of the things that really kill people, you know, the toxins, the carcinogens. And your health should improve, and you're much less at risk, and you're putting other people at risk less.
Secondhand vaping, it's not really as big of a thing as secondhand smoking?
No, it's not. It's not. When you're around a vapor, the main thing you'll be getting, you might be breathing in a very small amount of the carrier liquids, which are so far as we know are safe, and you might be getting a very small amount of nicotine, but not enough to have any physiological effect. So it's rather different with the carcinogens and other toxins from tobacco smoke, because they can build up, and, you know, a little effect and then another little effect and then another little effect can end up with giving you health problems later on if it happens a lot. But that's not the case with nicotine and the e-liquids, so far as we know. So, at present, there is absolutely no reason to believe that it has any real health effect on bystanders.
I'm not completely sure on this, but are nicotine e-liquids regulated in New Zealand?
Well, yes, the law at present is that you can buy them on the internet, you know, for your own use, but you cannot sell them or supply them to another person. So that means anybody who vapes should be getting them online, and you can't buy them in a shop. Might not always be actually true, but you know, it does put a significant barrier in to people starting vaping at the moment.
Are they age restricted online?
Yes. If you go into the reputable vape online sellers, they almost always have a button that says, "Are you 18 years or over?" But, I mean, you could be 13 years old and click yes.
And just lie, yeah.
Yeah, you can, yeah. But yes, they are age restricted. And the government is considering bringing in some regulations to allow sales within New Zealand. And that's bound to be age-restricted if that happens.
Just going to talk a little bit about, so obviously vaping's becoming very fashionable. I feel like a lot of people are vaping, choosing to vape. Do you think that it's concerning that it's almost a fashionable thing? And because we don't know 100% what the health issues are, and potentially we didn't know that about smoking in the past, do you think if everybody starts vaping, further down the track we'll have more health concerns?
Well, our survey only reached a small proportion of New Zealand vapers, but we only had three people out of over 200 who weren't smokers when they started to vape. And overseas, it's also a very low proportion. So we don't see any strong evidence that the people you see vaping are just doing it because it's fashionable. They were probably smokers to start with. People are just noticing that there are a lot more smokers, ex-smokers, vaping, and it's become noticeable. But I mean, we don't know that for sure in New Zealand. We don't want people who aren't smokers and never would have been smokers to take up vaping. I mean, obviously, it's much better for your health, and it would be a silly thing to do, really, to take up vaping if you weren't trying. You're doing it not to smoke, but we don't have any evidence really that's what's happening. It's just that vaping has suddenly reached the point where it's becoming visible, so people are getting a bit worried.
Yeah, and I think maybe that is quite a genuine concern, because everybody used to smoke. I mean, I know from my parents talk about it, that everybody used to smoke. And maybe, yeah. I feel like people are concerned that maybe that will happen again. Everybody will start to vape, and then all of a sudden we'll realise that vaping's not a good thing.
I can understand that concern. It's not what seems to be happening in the UK and other countries where it's been more available for longer and they have been monitoring it. But of course we will be monitoring it. New Zealand has already started monitoring it through the health surveys, so we will be able to keep an eye on whether that is happening. I'm personally somewhat less worried about vaping than I was about than I would be about smoking. Say smoking was coming up now, because my research suggests that vaping is going to be less addictive than smoking. So that's, you know, it's not proven yet, but if so, then it's quite likely to be a fad, you know, something that comes and people try it and then it goes away again.
And so maybe that'll help us. Do you think it'll help us get to obviously the government's goal of smoke-free 2025?
I do believe that it's going to be of real help and to getting to that goal, and the people it is going to help most are those heavily dependent, tobacco dependent smokers who find it really, really hard to quit. I think at least a proportion of them are going to be really helped by having access to e-cigarettes.
So just finally, why do you think it matters that New Zealanders, people that are wanting to quit smoking, know that vaping is a more cost-effective, a healthier option if you're wanting to move out of smoking?
Well, you're not... If they don't know that it's that it is healthier and that it's going to be cheaper, they have very little incentive to give it a try. And if they do give it a try and their first, you know, attempt at it isn't all that sort of exciting, then they're not going to persist. So it's always important for people to have accurate information about the choices that they make. There's a lot of people, a lot of smokers who really would quite like to quit. This is another tool that could really help them, and they need to know the truth about it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.